You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Steve Frazier, the president of Frazier Investment Management, a Rhode Island-based financial services firm specializing in advising entrepreneurs, families, and businesses across the country. Mr. Frazier, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. Thanks.
So tell us, Mr. Frazier, how did Frazier Investment Management get into this niche area of advising, and describe what you mean by lifestyle-based?
Sure. Lifestyle-based investing is basically the sustainable financial planning of somebody that's trying to balance both their professional life with typically some type of outside-of-work passion. And just to give you an example, many of our lifestyle-based clients tend to be skiers or avid sailors or surfers or people that have, again, like a passion like fishing or something that takes them away or likes to get them outside of the office a lot of times during the day. And so a good example is a family we have that's traveling the country skiing in their RV this past winter. They continue to operate an online retail business, so they're trying to balance both, basically balance the work and their life. Both being passions, but learning ways to do both at once. So I actually got into the space because I grew up racing sailboats and windsurfing on Lake Erie on the Ohio-Michigan border when I was young. And I watched as many of our family friends' grandparents actually would sell all of their belongings as they got closer to retirement and either buy a sailboat or a powerboat and cruise through the Caribbean in the winters. And so, of course, I started to get the wheels turning, wondering, my gosh, what a wonderful way to go through life. And I started meeting more and more people as I got older that were doing the same things, but from different parts of the country. So it really left an impression on me as I entered the workforce myself and started to realize that not everybody has to have the same path of the 9-to-5 business cycle or business life. So, actually, I ended up going to college in Rhode Island, where I started myself to do a lot more surfing and kite surfing and skiing. And I looked around and found myself surrounded by a whole lot of entrepreneurs when I was in the water. Actually, probably more specifically while surfing than anything, or on the chairlift, actually, while skiing. So a lot of those people are in the tech realm or in medicine or law, or a lot of them are in some type of like retail business as well. And I had started asking people, how on earth are you able to go surfing in the middle of the day? You know, I was in college and I understood, maybe between classes you could do that. But there were plenty of people as well that were professionals making great incomes that were able to balance that. So it was something that really interested me as I started to get into the financial services world, if you will.
And I'm sure those that are tuned in are certainly, you've gotten them thinking, no doubt about that. Now, how does one plan and budget for a living within this type of lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. For starters, it helps to have a adventurous and hardworking and very focused work ethic or work acumen. Many of my clients in this position work harder than their counterparts in the office every day. So as easy as it is to be like, oh, look at that guy surfing during the middle of the day, they're making up for it elsewhere. And, they schedule their time so specifically that they're going to be a bit more structured than the regular worker, if you will. And so, they schedule the time to do what they love throughout the day and fit the work obligations in the mornings or evenings, or a lot of times if somebody's traveling when the snow's not good or the waves are flat or they're at anchor in the Caribbean on their boat. And, as long as you do it with immense focus on the goal and you have an idea of what you really want to do, the right planning before you set out, or with the right planning before you set out, you can do it.
Are there any special budgeting or planning tools or technologies people could be using to help keep them on track?
Yeah, sure. So the big strategy that we tend to lean towards is something called the bucket rule. It's actually something we use a lot with retirees as they're planning for and getting really close to retirement. Specifically, we split somebody's financial assets into three separate buckets in addition to the income that they're making. So bucket one, for instance, is for immediate expenses, typically somewhere between 1 month and 2 years into the future. These assets should mainly be in cash or liquid income instruments that generate something, but not something that's taking on much risk. And these dollars are usually used for large unforeseen or foreseen expenses, kind of such as a new boat or an RV generator or rent for the next couple months wherever you're traveling. We'd like to use these as well as kind of an emergency fund for medical expenses. Typically when you're traveling, you're on the hook for a little different medical expenses than your regular United States healthcare. But this bucket can also be used for living expenses if you decide to stop working for a period of time or say your income is ceased. So by segregating these assets into liquid instruments, cash, CDs, or short-term bonds, we can live without the day-to-day fluctuations in the market changing your plans. So we know that at least for this 1 to 2 year, 1 month to 2 year period, you're going to be okay. So bucket number two tends to be for more intermediate term expenses, things that we're planning for a little further down the road, usually about 2 years to about 5 years. And usually should entail some higher income and longer term fixed income type of securities. Think bonds or income producing stocks, things that were going to be fluctuating a little bit less than your aggressive assets. Income from these assets should flow back into bucket number one, so you're constantly refilling bucket number one and keeping those short-term dollars intact and always keeping you kind of in the safety zone, if you will, for your day-to-day living. So these assets can be sold, for instance, if need be for emergency purposes, but they also act as a nice volatility control and replenishment for that kind of short-term bucket number one. And then the last one is our third bucket, which is for long-term growth, mainly 5 years plus. We like to think more 5 to 10 plus years, and should be comprised mostly of your stocks and equities. These assets should be focused on growing your long-term net worth, and most importantly, by segregating them, you understand that when the market does fluctuate, you don't have to sell these assets when they are down. And so it allows us to live pretty comfortably, realizing the fact that as the market does fluctuate, you will have the ability to draw on the safe portion of your assets and let these grow. So the last thing we ever want to do is to sell these equities when they're depressed, say in like a recession, because it forces you to take a loss and not participate in the future upswing and growth through future economic cycles. So, what it does is allows the market to work for you. And as we like to say, timing the market's the most important strategy when it comes to your long-term growth. So,
great information, and thanks for sharing all the details today. We're joined by Mr. Steve Frazier, the president of Frazier Investment Management, a Rhode Island-based financial services firm specializing in advising entrepreneurs, families, and businesses across the country here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Frazier, do clients ever get lost or fall off track when planning and budgeting?
For sure. They often get off track. And as much as it's nice to have a nice plan, we encourage them to have a second set of eyes on their situation as it continues to evolve. Whether that's a financial advisor that they trust and work well with, that can discuss and reason with them as their situation changes, or really another important one is having a spouse or a travel partner that's heavily involved in the finances. The reality is there's always something dangling in front of you that could get you off track. Whether that's new sales for your boat or adding on to the trip that you originally had, or I think a classic one is you're traveling and you see an experience, say hell of a skiing trip or whatever it may be that doesn't really fit into the budget. It definitely happens. And so, you know, we really strongly encourage somebody else along the way to help keep a second pair of eyes and have some reason in the conversation.
Lastly, and in conclusion, Mr. Frazier, do you have any tips or advice for people about common money mistakes they're making and how to avoid or stop those common money mistakes?
Yeah, for sure. So I strongly encourage people to take the time and visualize and understand their financial picture. You know, we often see people that have a lot of assets and high income that feel they're comfortable and set. And when you start to dive into their pictures and add liabilities, such as student debt or credit cards, car loans, or mortgage, we find they're less comfortable than they previously thought. You know, when you can write your assets and liabilities down on a spreadsheet or even plug them into many of the popular budgeting apps, you know, it really helps you visualize what your actual picture is, as opposed to looking at a bank account. So, you know, for those serious about it, we definitely suggest to have a financial professional build you an easily followed financial plan that actually details your net worth and allows you to actively change and edit your spending and budgeting. You know, when you're able to, on a pretty regular basis, understand your actual financial picture and how the cash flow works, we end up with much better outcomes. And we find that people that do this tend to stay a bit more true to themselves and their actual, you know, their actual budget and their actual income and spending needs. So long story short, tracking what you have, adding in some goals and understanding what you can and can't afford and how that fits into your long-term spending and saving, you know, is our number one key to success.
Well, Mr. Frazier, it has been great to have had you on the program. A lot of solid information and advice shared here today, and this certainly could apply to anyone, whether they're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or not. Where can listeners get more information on Frazier Investment Management, and how could one also be in contact as well?
For sure. So, you know, we ask people to visit our website. It's www.frazierim.com for Frazier Investment Management. And all our contact info is on there, and invite you to explore or contact us directly.
Sounds good enough. Again, Mr. Frazier, a pleasure to have had you with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the firm all the best.
Eric, thank you. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Steve Frazier, president of Frazier Investment Management, a Rhode Island-based financial services firm specializing in advising entrepreneurs, families, and businesses across the country. And for further details, simply visit FrazierIM.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.